The runoff vote has ended in Afghanistan, but before the name of the winner comes out, a big trouble has emerged. Abdullah Abdullah, the leading candidate, has cried foul at the vote, seeing it massively fraudulent, and he blamed all, the Election Commission, the Election Complaints Commission, and President Karzai for engineering the election process in favor of his rival, Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai. Abdullah now wants vote counting to be stopped until a full investigation is done.
We don't have trust over the commission in their conduct. We do emphasize on the legitimacy of the process, and that is for the legitimacy of the process that we suspend our engagement with the commission. We have asked our monitors to leave the offices of the commission.
Ashraf Ghani claims to have gained the landslide victory. A spokesman for the candidate's campaign has accused Abdullah of reneging on the code of conduct they both had signed.
The decision that has been taken by Abdullah Abdullah is against the agreement that has been made among the two candidates. His allegations are also unfair.
The Election Commission says over half of the 14 million eligible voters turned out at the polling stations to pick their next president. But to Abdullah, these are all inflated turnout figures. Abdullah became the leading candidate after winning 45% of the vote against Ashraf Ghani's 31.6% in the first round. So his findings, the second round has been marked by massive fraud, outraged his supporters very much. Many here believe that it's a sign of a big political crisis in Afghanistan that needs to be avoided immediately. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.